This week's parsha discusses the Ben Sorer Amora, the rebellious son who was given the death penalty. How do we determine if this 13-year-old boy is indeed a Ben Sorer Amora? So the pasuk says, if he's a zoilo v'soive, a glutton and a guzzler. Chazal say, if he eats a certain amount of meat and he drinks a certain amount of wine, he's considered a Ben Sorer Amora. Really? Because he has a big appetite? Because he went for doubles at the Kiddush Club, he's sentenced to death? How do we understand that? So Rashi says, he deserves to die al shem soifai. Not because of the sins that he's done, but because of the sins he will perform in the future. Chazal say, hegiya toira lesav datai. We predict his future. Eventually, he will squander his father's money, and then he will stand at the crossroads and rob people. He will kill them for their money, thereby incurring the death penalty. Says the Torah, Yom HaZakai, let him die now while he's still innocent, rather than have him die when he's guilty of murder. However, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says that there's a way out for the Ben Sorer Amora, through which he can be saved from his fate of death. And that is, if his parents can find it in their heart to forgive him for what he did to them. Their mechila is effective and he will avert his death sentence. But the question is, how can that be? A Ben Sorer Amora is not killed because of what he did to his parents. He's killed al shem soifoi, of what he will do in the future. So how then can the mechila of his parents help him? And the Shem Ishmael says something so profound. If his parents have not given up on him, and they believe in him, and they are confident that he can repent, he will eventually pull it together and change his ways. He says, why does a Yid have the ability to change their ways? Because we are connected to the chain that began with Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and that continues all the way down to our own ancestors. Therefore, we can always tap into the purity they transmitted to us and access the power of their values and ideals. But a Ben Sorer Amora who detached himself from his ancestral chain by stealing from his parents and rebelling against them forfeits his ability to repent. If, however, his parents forgive him, they now reconnect him to that chain, and that gives him again the ability to change and become a righteous person. And that is why he's not given the death penalty. Now perhaps you understand Rashi's wording. Hegiya toira lesav datai. We predict his future, a life of misdeeds and crime. But what does that have to do with his das? It should have said, Hegiya toira lesav maisav. The Torah grasped what his action would ultimately be. He would go around robbing and killing people. And the answer is, when a person has stooped to a level where he's stealing from his own parents, he's rebelling against his own father and mother who love him and who took care of him for his entire life, the das of this Ben Sorer Amora, his mindset is one of yush. He gives up on himself. He thinks, I can never change. I can never be a good person again. My parents will never have nachas for me. So I might as well go all the way down and become a thief and a murderer. Chazal looked at his future das. He's in such a low state of mind that he'll never be able to pull himself up and come back to the right derech. And that's why the Torah says that he should die innocent rather than dying guilty. If, however, his parents tell him, we still love you, we still have faith in you, we still believe that you can change and right the ship, and he sees that his parents are prepared to forgive him, then he thinks to himself, after all that I did, and still Tati and Mami are willing to be moichel me, that means they value me for what I am. They love me despite what I did to them. This dispels his yush. This dismisses his negative das. And that gives him the confidence and the motivation to repent and change his ways. And that is why we don't give him the death penalty. And this is the message of Chodesh El. Sometimes a person wants to change their ways. But when they see how far away they are, they despair and they feel hopeless. And they don't have the courage and the resolve to even try to change. But we have to remember, our Father in Heaven never gives up hope on us. As far gone as we think we are never too far gone. During the month of Elul, Hashem accepts anyone and everyone who reaches out to Him. And now, we know. Have a wonderful Shabbos.